You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
Today we're 2 minutes behind because I'm taking my time to give Anya some time to get her ducks in a row because her computer is down. So we're going to be winging it today, so please be patient with us. So we might get a bit tongue-twisted one now and again or go through a bit of questions, but hey, we've got it all in our heads, so we're ready to go. Anya, welcome to Zone Radio.
Hey, hello there.
Good to see you again, girlfriend, and Raka in this cold weather. Welcome. So, the energies, well, I told you yesterday, I'm not going to tell the listeners, they don't need to know all my ins and outs, but it's been a bit of a wobble over the last week or so.
Yes.
And I think, not just for myself, for many people, you sort of, you have those little moments where, yeah, you don't know how to say it. It's just moment.
How are you?
That's where you are.
Yeah. So there are a few astrological energies that I can explain. The one being, well, three planets in Cancer. Cancer is the sign of sensitivity, taking things too personally, reactive, moody, all those kind of things. And then on top of that, Mars is in Taurus, and Mars is very much it's feisty, and Taurus is kind of stuck or stubborn. So it can create frustration. It's like what I was talking to you yesterday about, is stubbing your toe. So you want to go faster, and then something blocks you.
Yeah, I stubbed my toe on, was it Monday? Yeah. Ooh, it was in the cold weather.
Yeah, and so it's stubbing toes, knocking your head against a wall, having like...
doing clumsy stuff.
Also senseless arguments that actually are going nowhere.
Being at loggerheads, which I've also experienced.
Yeah, yes. And that's the oversensitivity of the Cancer mixed with the stubbornness of Taurus.
Oh, gosh. So. Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, actually. Yeah.
And we're about to go into a new moon on Saturday.
Again, yes, same as last month when we spoke.
Cancer new moon, yeah.
So this one will be way more, even more introspective than usual because Cancer is such a sensitive, emotional
It's also the sign ruled by the moon. So the moon is at home in Cancer.
So it truly is a double whammy.
So it pushes us to really connect to our feelings, our emotions, so that if you are feeling whatever it is, if it's sad, angry, whatever, just sit with it and actually use this time to really process the emotions that are coming up.
Listen to those feelings. Listen to what they're trying to tell you.
Yeah.
Because we don't listen to our feelings. We're too busy.
We're so focused on the external that we don't realize that our feelings are connecting
those
us
inner
to,
voices.
To our soul, to our authentic self.
Yeah, yeah.
Inner needs.
Their needs, And listen to those, the little voice, your intuition, call what you like. The listeners can vouch. I'm on their cases all the time. Listen to your little voice. It will never lie to you.
For sure. Yeah. And then other things that are sort of on the cards right now, Saturn has just gone retrograde.
So
retrograde
energy.
That
was on June the 29th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So retrograde energy is very much going back to go forward. So it's the renovating energy, and Saturn is very much the structure. So it's looking at the foundation structures, all the hard work you're doing. It's like a little kind of relook before you can go forward.
Yeah.
So that's also a little bit of frustration because it's like we are just doing all this hard work and like we want to see the results. That's the impatience. Mm. And actually, like the universe is saying, hang on a minute, just one more thing.
Like I said yesterday as well, I've weighed my pennies worth. It is midweek now. You can really feel today is winter. So it's time for hibernation. So take it easy and go introspective and wait a while.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay to take it easy now. It's a natural hibernation for us here in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah. But it's also the Saturn is very much the karmic timekeeper. So it's often the uncomfortable little things we have to do to actually be here. Instead of escaping into what we want to be, we need to bring the dream into reality. And that's what Saturn does. It says, okay, well, do the hard work. And then we like react to that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm feeling it.
Good.
Like, one more thing. I just want to... Yeah, I want to go ahead. That's my impatience.
Next gear.
But that's 2025. 2025 is going to be quite a significant year on many levels. So this year is very much the foundation of it. Mm. So there are the little tweaks and things that we need to do behind the scenes. So
straighten out everything. Get all our ducks in a row this year.
Yeah.
So we can fly next year. basically.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. And yeah. Then also today, we've got the 7-7 portal coming up, and that energy starts kicking in today.
Yeah, yeah.
According to the sensitives and the yeah. energy people. The 7-7 portal energy kicks in today. We'll start feeling that.
Yeah.
So that's quite a good overall.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to say overall about going into Cancer?
Well, we can also, with the 7-7 portal, that's quite interesting because the planet Neptune is number 7. And Neptune is stationary today, also going to go retrograde on the last degree of Pisces. So it's 29 degrees of the last sign, and now it's going back as well. So that's that, again, it's a little tweak.
Yeah.
Of having to really, like, almost like relook at your dreams and your ideals.
So how often does that kind of thing happen? I mean, like, sure.
Well, it is. It's very much, well, it retrogrades once a year, but on the last degree.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. There's all that do.
Yeah, yeah.
So many things in place in that one moment. That's incredible.
Yeah. So it's very much an introspective time. And so the 5th is a good day to really go into, doing that releasing work. That little ritual, whatever.
Before the
it is.
New moon on and Saturday.
Yeah. So any new moon intention setting thing is great to have by looking at an intention, seeing how it's worked for the month. Whatever didn't work, you release. Mm. And then you call in for the next new moon.
Yeah.
And that becomes a intuitive, almost like ritual every month. And it's amazing how it can keep you with yourself.
And it does set, it does work because it reminds you, once you've done it, us modern people, we've forgotten about ritual.
Yes.
And it's an incredibly important little thing. It doesn't have to be a grand gesture. It can be something really tiny, but it's just to sit down and do that little ritual because once you've done it, it's like writing something down, then you don't forget. I'm like that. I've always got my phone out, like yesterday with the meeting you saw. Yes. I make notes.
Yeah.
And then I don't have to look at those notes, because the act of writing it down, you commit it to memory.
Yeah.
And it's the same with the ritual.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same thing. It's like journaling. Then suddenly you release or you bring it into reality. It just works. It's magic. You're creating magic with ritual.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Anya, before we get to the individual star signs, I just quickly want to check, because yesterday we were talking about, last month we had the interview just before the new moon, and now this month again, just the difference between the two new moons. We didn't mention that now. Just
So it's a sign. So last new moon was in Gemini. So Gemini energy is air, it's communication. So the intention setting will be based on an idea or communication-related thing. Cancer is the heart. It's the feelings, the emotions. So the intention setting for the month is, what are we feeling? What is the things that are sitting with us, the repressed feelings, the yearning, something that is like needing to be released?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. There we have it. Okay, let's hit the individual star signs.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So Aries. So the focus for Aries this month is about home and family. So it's really about grounding self in the almost like the connection of being with people. It's not about the over-independent kind of default setting of having to go out and race and do things all the time. It's about sitting and almost receiving is the right, the word, receptive and reflective. So that's the energy for Aries, is actually to sit with the feeling and be with it rather than run ahead and have to do I am fine thing.
Is that just for Aries, or pretty much that's going to be through for all the signs very much now?
There is that feeling, but it is particularly the default setting for Aries is the over-independence.
Uh-huh.
So because it's focused on Cancer, which is very much the heart, and it also links to home and family, nurturing mother, it's about finding that nurturing by just being with yourself, not running ahead to always have to do everything for everybody, to feel like you're doing something.
Cool.
So that's the Aries.
Okay.
Taurus is, interestingly, it's about communication. So
there's the 2 months of communication.
No, but this is the third house energy of speaking your feelings.
Your truth.
Yeah. So often with a Taurus, they will be that practical person and do everything on the practical level, but not actually go into the vulnerable level.
Yeah.
So it's about actually speaking your feelings and sharing it. And if you need to ask for support, ask for it. Or if you need to be like the shoulder for someone else, then. Yeah, it's about giving and receiving through communication, sensitive communication.
Nice.
Yeah. And then Gemini, it's about value.
Ooh.
So because Gemini is the overthinker, that the value-related things can go out of balance with worrying too much. So it's about going in and realizing that true value is actually inside. You have the answer. You don't have to keep looking externally for something that actually, if you sit again, it's just very much a sitting energy, this new moon.
See, it's that winter, the hibernation.
Yes, yeah. So sit with the issue, if it is an indecision or if it is a decision or whatever it is that you are overthinking about, and actually allow your body to tell you. Because you know inside the answer is there already. So that's the Gemini one. Cancer, which is your birthday time, and it is the time of celebration, and also a very sensitive time, because being a sensitive sign yourself, you will then naturally react more over this time. And so try not to make mountains out of molehills or take things too personally. Remember that when the wave is always going to be there, but you don't get dumped by it. Learn how to surf it, and then you can have fun on it. So that's the feeling for the Cancerians.
For the Cancerians, yeah. Okay.
Leo is interesting because it's the energy of the subconscious. Because Cancer is the sign before Leo, this month is always the inner preparation time for the Leos. So it's about actually connecting to your dreams, connecting to the subconscious, the creative things, the inner prep, so that when you come into the Leo season, you're ready to really be in your sunshine and share what you need to share. So release the things that are getting in the way from your radiance, which is like overthinking, overworking, trying to control things. Your strength is
control. Control things. Yeah, that's a biggie.
your strength is actually in humor and in play. So the lightness of being. So that's the focus.
I like that. Okay. Ek gaan luister vir jou hierdie maand. Ek gaan probeer. I'm going to do my best.
Yeah, because you're going to be the beginning of Leo here.
First day of Leo, yes.
Yeah, and that's before we meet again. So you'll be having your birthday.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I haven't thought about that. That's the
Yeah. And then Virgo is about friendship and connection this month. So it's actually about receiving love. Again, a Virgo can get so caught up in the forest for the trees that they don't see the little things that actually can make a big difference. So it's about actually connecting, again, the sharing, the line, realizing that you can actually talk about things and be sensitive. And so that's the energy for Virgos. You're so good at being of service for others, but also allow others to be of service to you.
To you. Yeah. Not just Virgos, but people generally... when you're of service, you enjoy giving, helping, but they find it very difficult to receive and ask for help.
Yeah.
That's big lessons. I know that took me a lifetime to learn those things.
For sure.
Into my 50s.
Yeah. Mm. Well, it's a coping mechanism. So it's easier to help others than to allow others to help you, because it means you have to be vulnerable.
But yet it's a symbiotic effect. You can't do the one without the other.
It's a
groot les. Yeah. Big lessons,
So Libra's got the opportunity this month to actually look at really shining in the work that you do. So it might be a new opportunity at work, it might be a new connection at work, or something where if you set this intention at the new moon, something can happen. You do need to, however, look at your mundane rhythm. So if your mundane rhythm is like it has leaks or things that are taking away from your time and energy, look at where you can bring it to support you. So make space. So you can't put new things in a full bucket. So release the things that need to go, so there's space for new opportunities.
I like that vergelijking. What is that in English now that you use the bucket? Yeah.
Example. Scorpio. So Scorpio is about expanding your horizons. So Scorpios have this control thing. So they like to they want to know things before they get into something new. Sometimes you need to actually step in, and then it'll come to you. And so that's the trust part of this lesson for Scorpios, is that amazing things can happen when you actually just step out of what the area that you know, beyond the security fence.
The unknown.
Yes.
Yeah, we're so scared of the unknown, unnecessarily. Yeah.
So then Sagittarius, Sagittarians, I think you need to have a warning sign when it comes to Cancer month, because your rather blunt and say it as it is nature can get you into hot water. And
this is for Scorpio.
This is for Sagittarius.
For Sagittarius.
Yeah, because Sagittarians have this amazing way of saying things as it is, but they don't have a filter. So what often happens is the sensitive people overreact or take it the wrong way, and misunderstandings happen, and they're constantly having to put out fires. So it's just about look before you leap, because otherwise you tend to be doing a lot more kind of work than you need to, and sidestepping the overreacting.
I must tell you, this is the first time that I'm doing this now, subconsciously, while you're giving the all the different star signs.
Yes.
Never done this before, and we've been doing this now over a year.
Yeah.
But every time you take a star sign, I'm, in my mind, I'm picturing my friends that are that star sign,
yes,
and how they will react to your words. I've never done that before. Yes. This is something new, and it's quite interesting. I think I'll be doing it every month.
Yeah. So it's very much about look before you leap, and work on observing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always what you say; it's how you say it.
Yeah.
That is the significant part.
Very true. Yeah.
And then Capricorn. So Capricorn is about relationships. So the focus here is also, it doesn't mean you are going to get into a relationship, but because of the energy of the new moon shining light in the house of relationships for Capricorns, it's a time of planting the seeds. So if you are the overworker or the one that is so busy with your kind of working side of life, and you are yearning for love or connection, make space for it.
Mm.
So actually, either make a date or consciously put it in your mind to have space to play, have some fun. Yeah, so that's a nice one for Capricorn. And then Aquarius. So Aquarius has got a futuristic nature, which often goes into the idealism, goes into the tomorrow. But often what can happen is that you can trip over the stone as you look at the distant mountain. So the focus for Aquarius right now is really to look at where you're at. And if you can really create a supportive place and a practical rhythm for today, tomorrow will be so much more manageable. So that's the energy for Aquarius. And then finally, Pisces. So Pisces are familiar with the watery energy. So this can either be a really nice time where they can swim in the energy of imagination and
enjoy it,
and sensitive watery environment, or they can get overwhelmed by it. So it depends on where you're at with the connection to that. If you are someone that is living in a world where everything needs to be contained and you're feeling the overwhelm of the emotions, then you need to look at how to stay in today with the sense of one little thing at a time, rather than get into what I call the fog, fear, obligation, and guilt. And it fogs up the clarity.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Humph. There.
So I didn't need my computer.
No. Well done.
Yeah.
So we've just got enough time for a quick overview, Sweetie, before we have to say goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah, so the overview very much is the Cancer energy going into Leo. So it's about connecting to the heart, connecting to the emotions, riding the wave, so that by the time 21st, 22nd of July comes, you're in a place of being able to really be in that creative space, playful space of Leo. So that's coming up. What else is coming up? I've got that retrograde energy, so just be where you are. Do the renovation work. Have the patience and persistence mentality of this is just the last leg of something very important, that when we break open into the new, you'll have all the tools you need. So that's important. Mars is still in Taurus until the 15th or 16th of July. That's going to be that stubborn, frustrated, kind of like, just watch your feet, watch your step. It is going to conjunct Uranus on the 15th. That's a little bit of an unexpected energy. So just also be extra conscious. Other than that, I just have a beautiful, wintry, connected new moon.
Lekker. Yeah. There we have it. And if people want to get hold of you, Anya, give us all your details quickly.
Okay, so Astro Anya, you can find me on my website, .co.za. Also at Astro Anya on Instagram and Facebook. That's the best places to find me. And all my details are on there.
Excellent.
All right.
Well, I say bye-bye, Donkey. Thank you for joining us again this month. Yeah. I'm looking forward to next month. Next month is my month.
Yeah,
biggie. Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to that one already.
Yes.
And our meeting, of course, I enjoy our meetings before the actual talkies even more. Thank you so much, Anya. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, you too.
Cheers.
Cheers. Bye.